the Indiana legislature took one step closer to passing a hate crimes bill this morning. The Senate Committee on Public Policy passed Senate Bill 12 out of committee this morning. Senate Bill 12 was authored by LaPorte Republican State Senator Mike Bowacek and Lafayette Republican State Senator Ron Alting at the behest of Governor Eric Holcomb. Indiana is one of five states without a hate crimes law. Governor Holcomb publicly asked the state legislature to pass a hate crimes bill after a synagogue was vandalized with Nazi graffiti last year. Senate Bill 12 is one of at least 10 bills the state legislature put together to address the governor's appeal for a hate crimes law. That bill would allow a court to determine whether a victim's real or perceived identity was a factor in a crime. That's been a major sticking point for conservative groups across the state who oppose the passage of a hate crimes law. Robert Hall is the organizer of the Monroe County Grassroots Conservatives. They're one of many organizations in opposition to the passage of a hate crimes or bias crimes bill in the state's legislature.
Well, the current laws are not called bias crime laws. They're called criminal laws, and it's part of our code. So it's giving penalties and punishment based on action, not on thought or words. It's based on actual offenses against another person, which is pretty hateful to begin with. If you kill somebody, or if you mug somebody or rob them or something, that's pretty hateful right there. So we currently have laws on the books that cover that. Plus, there was a Whitmer ruling in the court that allows the state judges to give extra penalties. So we have that covered now, and there's no evidence that the hate crimes are not being reported. Matter of fact, in 2016, there were only 78 hate crimes reported out of over 300,000 criminal incidents. So it's making a mountain out of a molehill. It's not a big issue. It's just not happening. Again, there's penalties on the books to take care of it if it happens.
Senate Bill 12 would allow a court to consider whether race, religion, color, sex, gender identity, disability, national origin, ancestry, or sexual orientation were aggravating circumstances in a crime. Hall says the Monroe County Grassroots Conservatives consider that a violation of the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Amendment.
When you lay out identity groups, you leave out other groups. That makes it unconstitutional because we believe in an equal protection under the law. It violates both the federal Constitution and the 14th Amendment, and it violates the Indiana Constitution, Section 1, Article 1, Section 23. So it's unconstitutional. It's unnecessary. It's not going to help us bring any business to the state because we already have a good business climate.
In addition to protections for things like gender identity and race, Senate Bill 12 also includes law enforcement and their relatives, political affiliation, military service, in its list of aggravating circumstances. Conservative groups, including the American Families Association of Indiana, the Indiana Liberty Coalition, the Indiana Conservative Alliance, the Indiana Pastors Alliance, Hoosier Patriots, Defenders of Liberty, and the Coalition of Central Indiana Tea Parties, have been pushing legislators to vote against Senate Bill 12. Religious conservatives have stated they will not back any bill which includes LGBTQ protections. Senate Bill 12 passed out of the Senate Committee on Public Policy this morning. It will now need to be brought up for a hearing on the state Senate floor before being sponsored in the Indiana House of Representatives.